Bayer, die die Juden hören, der Honne, die gefordert sind, he was the Bible in this device. He cannot fulfill this more, too late. But in order to conclude the love of Bali Oye, how to Hashi is here by Oye, and to conclude the Yisrael Sefer Shmissu, he has to destroy it. He didn't destroy it before Hatzis. He has to rush and to destroy it through the quickest means. If the quickest means is by burning it, because he has a fire available, all right, but he'll do that. If the quickest means is by throwing it into the sewer, because that's the most available method, then he has to do that. And if he doesn't, so he'll be able to go the way. And the Yisrael is supposed to be, but as far as the Chiyuv itself, by which is concerned, so all those money doesn't come from it, the Kabbalah. He cannot fulfill it. That's Rashi. This is Rashi. But this is Shita is not like that. This is Shita is that the mitzvah Tashbisu begins on the Tachatzitz. Now, then, as to the Kashe of the Rashi, but how can it begin after Tachatzitz if he starts working on the Tachatzitz comments at noon? So it will be a few minutes at least, no matter how quick he is in his work, but it will take at least 5-10 minutes until he destroys it. So within that 5-10 minutes, he'll be able to go away. So this is, and so is, there is no Bali Hoya. There is no Bali Hoya. There is no Bali Hoya. So just a few of us possible. So maybe according to this verse, it's possible that he's allowed to postpone it too, of course, he is not his Srizi. Srizi Madin and Mitzvah. So from the point of view of Srizi, he has to rush at noon to destroy the Chomet. But Srizi Madin and Mitzvah is only Mitzvah Amufcha. It's not an Avera. Maybe it's not Avera, according to this, I mean the rise level, to postpone it till 4 o'clock, till 5 o'clock. Or maybe even according to this, is so just as according to Rashi, so Tashbisu implies a Chiyuv Eseh in Yisrael, a Chiyuv Eseh in Chatzis. And in Yisrael, Lach Chatzis, maybe according to this verse, it also implies two things, a Chiyuv Eseh and in Yisrael. A Chiyuv Eseh, but according to this verse, a Chiyuv Eseh is also only at the Chatzis. But there is a Yisrael too, it is very slow in his action and keeps on postponing it. So not only is he in the battle of Chiyuv Eseh, he is even in the rest of the day. I don't know. But according to Rashi, it goes without saying that Tashbisu implies the Chiyuv Eseh and the Misres. And the Chiyuv Eseh is Dach to the Yom Chatzis, Lach Chatzis cannot be kind of Eseh, and the Misres is Lacha Chatzis. So then there is Misrese, and then there is Bali Hoy also. But Bali Hoy also. Now that's Chashi. Now, in that context, I want to mention the Rav Chaim and the Rambam. Rambam in Mekalet Nukas Chomets of Matzo Halocha Beis Tarseh Vesal Ve'amiyah Chomets Birshusei Bipesach aber die schon noch leid. Ihr wisst im Lahm, du sie nehmau, ihr wollt noch sehr, noch hoch, wie nehmau, sehr, wie motzi, wie kriechen. Dann haben wir gegeben, es ist. Ihr leike, wie schon, ihr wollt, wie motzi, er leike, ihr kann noch einmal mit der Sach, wo ihr chinze, die die Schiasse, die Meister. Aber, wo ihr euch kommt, geht man, der Sach, wo war, der Sach, wo ihr Bier leid, er leike, mich in der Schüsse, er hat die Schau, war auch schon, labi, in leike, in der Teo, mit den Schalliosen wie Meise und Makinise in Makas Magus. So der Rambam says, der Balboi war nur Motze, usually there is no Magus, because it's a lot in the Meise, except if it was done with the Meise. Am Chamizu Pesach, or am Pesach, he gave word am Pesach, he used the dough, and let it stay idle, she a meal. So then is Chaimovus. But, so then is Chaimovus. Now, the question is, why is Chaimovus even involved in Isaac? Anochom in the Pesach, the Chintzeh. But it's a Rabban in the Kresen. There is Tajmiz. There is the Gemore in Sochim. That's how it came. Turn to the Gemore of Sochim. But there, Sadi Kay, Ahmed Ali, Tom Rabon, it's in the middle of dawn. The whole book is a press that's in the doubt of the shade. יאסר, יוכל, כשם שהורישי נוסר בלרוי ובלמוצי, כך שם נוסר בלרוי ובלמוצי, תלבין הרל מצס ובלם יחלו. So the Torah spells out in the God, because השם לי, certain things, certain parties, הרל מצס ובלם יחלו. Does it, that implies only these parties apply for השם. But בלרוי ובלמוצי, doesn't apply. Then the Gemara says, Bailey Elam is a sesame, is a slice in the night, Tamalema li Yashiro Menad Beit. Bailey Elam is a slice in the night, is a slice in the night, is a slice in the night, Tamalema Beit in the Nishmo. Ma, half and four, is a slice in the night, is a slice in the night, is a slice in the night, of course, is a slice in the night, is a slice in the night, the Matze is, the Chole, Die Matze zum Reden in Maikum Arbeit, wie ich, die Potte in meinem Maikle, als Bosse sehe, einfach an dort, mit dem Gute, ob die Bechole, wo ich schon mal weg an Maikum Barbel, ich sehe es immer. Denn, die Potte in Maikum Maikle, so in other words, on one hand, the Potte, the Torah says, Kichol Chukas HaPesach Yaskus, that's a general expression, that is Marbe, all the Halochas of Pesach, regarding this shame. On the other hand, the party of Matzis and Reim Yechlu is might only these things, but other requirements of Pesach Rishim do not apply to Pesach Shem. Only the requirement of Matzis and Reim. So on one hand, Tichol Chukas HaPesach is Marbe, the requirement of Pesach Rishim. On the other hand, the party of Matzis and Reim Yechlu is might certain requirements of Pesach Rishim that we do not apply to Hashem. So the question is, what is the general expression Marbe and what is the specific expression Mimayim? So the Gemara says, the fifth line from the end of that's what we are interested in. Bipote Maikom and Maiklei Lo Yoye Lo Yimotzi. So the Prat is my Balroi Balmotzi. All in Pesach Rishon, there is a lot of Balroi Balmotzi. But in Pesach Sheni, there is no lot of Balroi Balmotzi. This is what the path of Matzis and Reim is in my. So, then in parentheses, you have Yidom. The high in the lake, they have a lot in the place, So why is it put in parentheses? So the Mishpat in it says, Svorim Achirim Lo Yasinu. So that's why it's raised in parentheses. Because in some Svorim, in some text, this expression doesn't exist. So in other words, there are two Yosefs. According to one Yosef, the Gemara said in so many words, Why do we say that the part, the specific expression of Matzah Sivrei are exclude the Aloche of Bali Roy Bali Motzah is a shame? Why? Because it's the dominant Hainarike, the Abolachim, the Rese, the Hainarike, the Abolachim, the Rese, Eke Hanot. Yeah, right. But then, some smaller are not there.
One second.
So the smaller that not there is it. So the Gemara doesn't say that Balchoy Balmotze is no Malkes because it's a Rabban class. Anyway, I really don't understand. I mean, Chaim raises the question with the Rambam. Why the Rambam is not the Chaim is not here. I mean, all the Achaim raise the question. So from the Gemara, because here the Gemara says that it's a Rabban Tepesa, so even if it's Kama Chomes with Pesach, he shouldn't get Malkes because it's still a Rabban Tepesa. It's a very simple balance. Maybe the Rambam didn't have that heresy that exists in our text. It's for Machelim, Loi Yasinon. It's for Machelim. So, Loi Yasinon. So, Mele, it's not an investor. But, even if we say that the Rambam did not have it, yes, but the fact is, there is an essay of Tashbisa. So, without the Gemara, there shouldn't be no case because of the Rambam's Tashbisa. That's the question. As far as one second, as far as the Gemara is concerned, so we can say that the Rambam did not have the deals that exists in our text. But without the Gemara, why shouldn't it be a Rambam Tepesa at all? There is an essay of Tashbisa. So that's the Kasha then. So Rav Chaim is very smart. Now, then Rav Chaim mentions another Kasha against the two. The two Simen Tov Gimel or Tov Mendawe.
Thank you.
Der Jude in mir in die Ochamus aus Zeit, die rasche Käse kamos, die Chemie sich an uns, die Geschmack, bei Agenen Poste für Chachon, die anderen Pfarrer, die Seher der Ruach, und Mato Yam, Pirush, das die Pfarrer, die Schiezer der Yam, der ihr Schlechem ist schon schon, die Chemie, Kostler Rambus, und war Rito, der Bühler, die Kommandante sein, er ist schon lindisch als Bühler, aber nicht als Biuri, als das ist die Holtema. Und hier ist der Asche, ist der Leib, ist als Biuri, und schon ein Schischi. Also dachte ich, ist ein Schiff. Und ich als Biuri, und kam weg, der Abendam hier schickte, ist als Biuri, und schon ein Schischi. Du hast als Geschosse die Holtema. Und ich schon wähle ich, dachte ich, ist ein Schiff. Und die sehr viele, die Jüdin zog die sehr viel. Ich erinnere immer mit Wahl und Kindern sind Schisch. כוסר הדין יודי רוזאו, ואפילו נראה שבשור חמישיס, הגשוס לכל דבר, כאילו שמות הבנוי, ואיניר כנגרו שישוב כאילו ורבי לאפיליס, כשיורו, הוא דווקא בסעיק. וכשסיופי בשעס איסורי, פריקו העומד, עושו רמז, לקח תי פלאסיס לידורו, וסיופי התנעצרי, אבל עומס ביאפרי, אחר שסורפי, זה טוב בפלוקת רבי לרבון. לרבי יהודה שהוא בישראל כמותה, כי כאן הוא עם כל המשרופים מהחומותה, ורבון המוסר, וכל המדבורים מהחומוסר. So, תור זה, זה סימן תוכנים היי. סימן תוכנים היי. Now, דהלוך יהיז, את כל המשרופים מזה חומותה. כל המדבורים מהחומוסר. For example, Nisya. So later of Nisya, the ashes, I'm in the land. What's the color of the Osobanoi? Suppose you burn what's the color. So the ether of the Osobanoi. The ether of what's the color of the Osobanoi. Because what's the color of his new dwelling, that's at the end. That's at the end of Nisya's story. So the Gemara says, Kolam Shofi Nachron Utabanoi, and Kola Hanibolin is Afron Osasbe, Afron. So it says, how about the Hefer of Chomets? Is it with a Banoirat? He burns on Pesach Chomets. Is he allowed to have a Banoir from the Hefer of the Chomets? So it says, it depends. According to Yudhe, the Bio Chomets is only this Hefer. And Allah and Gemara says at the end of Pesach's Gemara that Kolam Yisrof is Afronitah, so the Eitah of Chometz according to Rabbi Yudeh is Gemara. According to Rabbanon, that Ashbosho say is the Chodovo, so it's the Bore. So the Bore is Afronos, that's what it is. So Eitah is the Kasha of the Kutu. It's very difficult. The reason as to why Gemara says at the end of Gemara כל המשרופים מזעפון מוטר, וכל הנדבורים מזעפון עושה סורטיסטוס ומפור אל אדם שאני אקספלין את זה, because if it's מסרופים, it requires like that, so it's נאסס מצווסון. So since it's נאסס מצווסון, so the Eifer is מוטר. The Eifer is מוטר, because it's
נאסס מצווסון.
Yeah, because that's the source. Much anything in Boring was a Behold. There is no need to destroy it. Was a Behold, was a Banoi, you have to destroy it. But I say you don't have to. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to burn it. You don't have to behave it. But in the Rabbanon, you have to behave it. Because of the possibility of the Mirchel. If you can't behave it, so somebody might need it and then Banoi from it. He will not know that this piece of meat was cooked together with milk. So he'll eat it, he'll have a noyer from it. So in Rabbanon we have to be careful it because of takole, to prevent takole. So it's not mas mitzvoseh. But chometz, whether it's bio, chometz and israeli, or it's on the pair of zeh l'ruach, but it's a yitzin in the reise to be violent. So it's nothing to say. So nothing to say anyway. So why does the Torah say that somebody will be a scholar against the Torah? Why does the Torah say, if a Chomet, according to the Jews, you say that some is often is afternoon. So the Ikar of Chomet is also. But according to Rabbanon, that is not mistaken, it can be mistaken, it can be paired to the Ruach, you can throw it into the sewer, you can do whatever you want. So, but it's easy to write, you can't leave it in the house and just put up a sign. Don't eat it. That you cannot do. So you have to invite some melee, it's not supposed to be anyway. That's what Hamkriya says. That's a real discussion against it. Now, so in all attempts at this discussion, so he raises a certain question. That question is raised by the Bichasim. I mean, it's a question. I mean, everybody mentioned this. I mean, I don't think that there is involved in the United States when most rabbonim in the United States when they give a Shabbos Hagadot Rosh Hashanah, so they discuss that in Chassidut. In Chassidut, Chassidut Sofik, what's the essence of the mitzvah of Tashbis? Does the mitzvah of Tashbis consist in destroying the Chassidut? In destroying the Chassidut? Yes, that's the mitzvah of Tashbis. Destroying the Chassidut concept. Destroying the Chassidut. Or the mitzvah of Tashbis does not consist in destroying the Chassidut. The mitzvah of Tashbis consists in eliminating it from the Gavra's possession. From the Gavra's possession. In other words, if we say that the mitzvah of Tashbis consists in destroying the Chatzah, so then it's proper for a Jew, let's say suppose a certain Jew, he doesn't like bread, he eats matzah all year. Is it proper for that kind of a Jew to buy chometz before Pesach and then destroy it? Of course he will not have any idea. He doesn't have chometz. But the comments, he has no idea. He's not required to destroy anything. He doesn't have comments. But if the mitzvah of Tashbis consists in destroying the head of the comments, so suppose he has no comments. But he still does a good thing if he goes, let's say, before Pesach, right? Buys bread. And then he destroyed it. So he has a human mitzvah. But if we say the mitzvah of Tashbisu does not consist in destroying the chetz, but in eliminating it from his possession, so melee, the reason as to why if he has chometz and he burns it, he throws it into the sewer, into the sea, so it's entirely mitzvah. Because by burning it, by throwing it into the sewer, by throwing it into the river, into the ocean, so he eliminates it from his possession. Now he doesn't have any chometz. So he's because he's devoid of chometz. So he kind of needs it anyway. So why should he spend money and buy chometz and destroy it? He'll be kind to say it's anyway, because when Pesach begins, he will be devoid of chometz. So he'll be kind to say, so that's the chiyah raised by the Chassidim. The Chaim raises the same question, whether the mitzvah of Pesach consists in destroying the chometz, or the mitzvah of Pesach consists in eliminating chometz from his possession. There is lava on the way, and there is a mitzvah to eliminate from his possession all chometz. How does he know? So Chaim says, that's told in the greatest between the Yudah and the Rabbah. according to the Buddha, that you cannot just destroy it by throwing it into the sewer, by throwing it out and throwing it into the river, but you have to burn it, you have to set fire to it. But it goes without saying that if he breaks it up into little pieces and then he throws it into the river, so he also eliminates it out of his possession. That's not good enough, because according to the Buddha, there is a mitzvah to destroy the chepze. Destroy the chepze. So chepze, that consists in burning it. But if you break it up into small particles and you throw it into the river, so then you're not really destroying the chepze. You're not really destroying the chepze, according to the Buddha. So mele, according to the Rabbanon, would say, that you can do it anyway, by burning it, by doing pills, by throwing it into the sewer, into the river. So maybe the mitzvah consists in the fact that the gavre is devoid of chametz. Is devoid of chametz. So maybe the halacha of nasis mitzvos, is only shayach when there is mitzvah to realize the chetz. So then you say, there's nasis mitzvah say, and they tell you that Nisa, the Eitra of Nisa is Eitra Banoi, because they are, for Nisa, Menu, Babel, Kabeish, is Kabo, so the mitzvah is to destroy the chetz. The chetz requires being slain. So the marriage, I have to say, in the chetz, it's nasis mitzvah say. So according to Rabbi, it's a mitzvah to realize the chetz. So mele the eifer dimita. Mashiach, according to Rabbanon, here is a lot to make any difference how you get rid of it. As long as you take it out from your flesh, either by burning it or by throwing it somewhere or by tossing it in the wind. So in other words, as long as you take it out of your possession, and then the gavre, the entire mitzvah, by virtue of the fact, the gavre is devoid of chametz. He is devoid of chametz. He doesn't have any chametz in his possession. So there is no king in the chepze. So it's not shaykh to say nasis mitzvos. That's the teretz on it. Anyway, so then Chaim says, according to the Rabbanon, only a lochem, the gavre, he shouldn't have in his possession chometz. So then it's possible to say that there is no chiness out there, only a misas. If it's a misas, so maybe it's not shaykh to say lava mitres. Lava mitres is shaykh to say like we see them. So if you gaffle, then it is a zilash posa. So there is a chiyubes. But if there is only a misa, it's not the lava and the blessing. So the more that Sadiqe goes out into the beauty, even if we accept the misa, goes out into the beauty, that is the same. So if it is the same, so then it's a king in the heart. So it's a king in the heart, and of course it's a king in the heart. So it's a lava and the blessing. But she ain't king according to the Rabbon, the Rambo, the Rambo, the Rambo, the like the Rabbon. So according to the Rabbanon, so there is certainly not a kiyum in the chetzeh, and there is no kiyum esel here. It's only an isres, like Baliroi, But except the Baliroi, so the Mishnah says, in the Rambam, the Yavon Yehivir on Pesach itself, not the Arif Pesach, and the Yisares of Tashbisu Yarei Ve'erim Erev Pesach after Chatzis. But if there is no Kiyumes, it's not love Hamita, love Mitves. So I mentioned that Rav Chaim says that that's totally the Machloket between Rabbi and Rabbanon. But Rashi Shiti is that Ben Rabbi and Ben Rabbanon, so there are two aspects in Tashbis. One, the Chiyubes. And as far as the Chiyubes and the Chiyubes is concerned, so it's given Mansur. And then there is another aspect, the Yisrael, that's Lachas Manisus. But according to Rashi, there is no difference between Rabbi and Rabbi. But there are two aspects in Tashmish. Okay, so that will be enough. Now, so I mean the following week will be this year
during the celebration
of the question is, how do we know that has been so exactly? So, Abayu said, because there is, because Shiva Shalim says he must be the Teichet. And then there is another point, Abu Nabi Shiva Shalim is the Teichet. So the Pasuk Shiva Shalim says he must be the Teichet implies that not 1 minute should you have Chometz in the Teichet. Then he says, Abraham, 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 that you have to make the Ashbosset, assuming the Abraham means the fifth thing. So there is a portion of the day when you have the evidence protection. So in order to dispose of that, still that inconsistency, we have to say that the inhalation is referenced to the 14th. The 14th. So male and the 15th. So the 15th, it's completely devoid of possession of Hamza. That's a bad. Then Tony Rabbi Shmuel has another one. Tony Rabbi Shmuel Tome Motsinga Dalajin Kodish, that vision itself without any riots because of an apparent inconsistency, and otherwise an apparent inconsistency between the person of Shiva Shyamim, clearly Mosin Potechan on one hand, and the name of Vishen Kalkishusen Potechan on the other. מציל את דלו של כל מישהו של הדבי שאין דלו עושים לכם ב... So there, Vishen is spelled out as referring to the 14th, the Gavi Akobas Komtesa. Well, we see the Abbasar in Lachit. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok omar, we see the Mikor omar. Yom HaKroh, we see not a Tivolei. Hakidim odom, we see in Radito, that was mentioned by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Maran Bule to Yiyad through the tempest, because he had complained against the Ashdocher why he suffered so much. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said to him, you know why this is so, why that is so, were you born before the demolition? Why do you try to understand the mysteries of the universe? So what is your mission of this world mean? Before, so some melee, Avayim Ovishen means the day before. before the Yom Kippur of Pesach. Alonato, Kachin, Lachem, Malim, Malishay, Lachem, Malishay, Kol HaShma. Malishay means the day before the Yom Kippur. So then it should follow. If the Kachin, Malishay means Eretz, you can see it to be the near, but it's not so. Shanoz, the Zidus Machos, the Zidus Machos, Mashvish, Yom Kippur, HaFrishin, Rishin, Chad. So in other words, they already had a special view. The tradition doesn't mean the day before the Yom Kippur, but it means the first day of the Yom Kippur. But otherwise, when we have no view, we understand Rishon means the day before. So in our discussion, or in our field, we also had a view, a similar view. And I'm going to see that we know Rishon by Shkisu, and then she does any mass to her. Each in the earth, all we shall love of you, she man of that more. So that is more is mother. I mean, this is a phenomenon of men. Not that we shall in general means the day before, but we shall itself means the first day, not the day before. He said, no. But here the Torah says, Hovishim, we behave first. God first. We the first vision. First. First day of them. The first day idea emphasizes that it's the day before the 7 days of sins. Because of the hate. Hovishim, I'm only Shmam. Now see the whole Rashi. Vishnu kol mashkin lavrim in yukrata ve mashkin nishtashon in kol shumim ki mechot shirin kol kim betzif lashon lashon kiri amun vishnu shikini maizkona o vishnu in the gold o vishnu in the gold lakim in the vishnu lalito o chanam lo ksibay kol mishtashon ve ishtam vishnu in vishki ashtam vue kol yo vishko shum maizkashe yohe osom namel lakruye chay vishnu lomuri. There it also says, Lukachim lachem sheyei chokish. Chok to the set, yin vishe. Yin ho vishe. There are two emphasizes. So why don't we say that too? That it means Arab Sukkot, yes, to the Lord. Yisu, hosom yisi, bayin ho vishe shabosem. Ubayin hashmini shabosem. Also in the head. How is she not the young vision Shabbos? The young shmini Shabbos. But the young polishing Shabbos. The high Shabbos. In the soul, she barely should also say, Vishen is not a mashma. And we're not going to say there that Shabbos is the day before the young person. Shana also the Mako, the young shmini Shabbos. Mashmini shmini chad, after Vishen Vishen chad. Also the question is, so we have a view that we use the first year of Yom Kippur. So why the extra hay or vision or money? In the Mutachir Shalom, there the Torah emphasizes the first, that only the first is also the Torah. But Halamiyat is not also the Torah. All right, that's the same thing as the Torah. That it is also the Torah. But not only us, the problem is Mutachir. But to be also no melochas, other than the chometesh, that's only the limon. So here is a name, in addition to Shmina, I really try to say, Hori Shem, Hashmini, to be fair, say, in addition, in Shmini, in particular, means only the first day in the evening, and the other day is not in particular, is not also in the law. Kirish HaMeid Rishmina is South Dalek HaMim Ohim because Rachman Ohim Mashmin Vod Meis Vavim Rishen Dati is a Kirish HaMeid. So even though the Torah says Yim Rishen engage me. But since there is a book in Vayonimashu, so in other words, that means that the 8 day is added to the previous day. Kalmeto, so Vayuto has to mention the head, then besides for Kalmena. So the question here is, why would I have a sort of Vayuto that despite the fact the Torah mentions in Vishen Shabbos and Yishin Shabbos, all the other Kalmena days are included because of the book Macy, so that the Torah not mention the book nothing. So if you won't mention the book, you won't necessarily mention the head. Really, I can't wait for the lawyer to sue also the sea by the Karasutis, by the Mauritian Karasutis. Vishin, or a mashma. It's impossible. So now you know it's enough. Our Hanu Shem 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 together with the whole thing of Yom-Kur, like here, when it mentions Shivas Yomim, when it says Shivas Yomim Matzis Techeil, and then Rishon is mentioned in conjunction with Shivas Yomim, so then the ordinary meaning of Rishon is the Rishon before the 7 days, because it's mentioned together with the 7 days. So what so Rishon generally means the Rishon before the 7 days. But then you ask the Kashe, how about the Kachor Chagayim Adishim and Yugayim Adishim Kotidesh? There is also mentioned together in the 7 days of Yom Teh, and still Yugayim Adishim doesn't mean the day before the 7 days, but it means the first day of the 7 days. So there is a special rush. Elohim Shrish Adishim. That's why it is mentioned with the hey idea. Why? Because there is a special, the Torah wants to emphasize a special significance of the first day. So this the Tony of Bishmoy, the Sashon Shavishay, Zohu Shay Shavishay, Lachim Bar Shalisa, the Mizamidosh, the Mishmoy Shal Moshiach. In other words, it is a reward for observing three visions. Which three visions? One vision is vision for Kiddush Hashem, that is mentioned in connection with this. And one more vision is the vision for Kiddush that is mentioned in connection with Sukkot. And one more vision is the vision mentioned in connection with Lulav. So all these visions are emphasized with the idea. What is the idea? In other words, it's a special time when you say Shulchan, table, anything. Say Hashulchan, that table, the particular table. So we say, when we say Holy Shape, it doesn't mean just Thursday. It has special significance, the first day. Why? Because by observing the first day of Pesach, and by observing the first day of Sukkot properly, in a full way, and by observing the Sukkot on the first day, so then you will get a certain reward, what you want. So, this Hashem Shavishim Zohar Shem Shavishim, the Hashem Zohar Shem Shavishim, the Binyan is a Midosh and Shmish and Mishiach. As Varish and Esau, the Binyan is a Midosh and Shmish and Mishiach. Why is Varish and Esau? You're so supportive. perceba ali que ela deixa ali, como está de ela ser, e pinta, sanguidor, com dor, só com três. Cobra de mal, não deixa. Não tem de cheio, eles deixam de cheiar, sim, deixam de cima de mim. Não vai se levar. Você vai com você. O Renan é o que se vai com o feio.
Here always is called the
Palestinian Liberation Organization. You see, so everybody talks about freedom. Who doesn't talk about freedom? I mean, even the people who lynch other people, they only talk about freedom, you know. In the name of freedom, they lynch. I mean, certain blacks. I mean, certain blacks. Not the civilized blacks, but certain wild blacks. So lynch other blacks. In the name of freedom. But that's not the chaos that we celebrate on Pesach. The chaos is celebrated on Pesach. So in other words, observe fully the first day of Pesach and the second Machah and from delve into the meaning of chaos. So then we gave it this fire called the victory over Zara Shalamot. What do you mean? Over the ideology of Amalekius. What is the idea of chaos of the Torah? That is the ideology of Amalekius of freedom. Arafati Mashmeh so also talks about freedom. But we just at the other part of the chaos of the Jews celebrate on the first day of Pesach. So if we observe Pesach properly, and if we understand the message of Pesach of chaos, so in other words, of the Tzchilo Yidin, Elulim Hoyad Sein, the Akshat Yavona Amadu Asher, that chaos doesn't mean just political equality. One man, one vote. Very nice, one man, one vote. But that's not the whole essence of freedom, one man, one vote. That's not the whole message of freedom, one man, one vote. According to the latest results of the research in the problem of AIDS, so doctors say that AIDS originated 4 years ago in Africa. And where did it originate? It originated in the Atlantis. But some of the civilized people in Africa had relations, sexual relations with monkeys. Some middle age spread to the man in Africa, and then it was transported to one world today. So it was transported to America, to York, to San Francisco, all over. So one man, one vote. Idea one man one vote, but that's not the essence of chaos one man one vote. Chaos means much more than one man one vote. You have to become a spiritual free man. Not just a politically free. Politically free, I can bump it back and kill other people. I have right to vote, so. Does that mean that I'm free? I can still be a slave. So this chus of celebrating the idea of chaos as it is implicit in the Yom Tov of Pesach, not just chaos haguf, but chaos hanefesh as well. Chaos hanefesh as well. So then we can aspire towards the victory over the ideology of Amalekius, of the spurious concept of chaos that consists only in political equality. And how about human life? I said in a speech today that when this banquet, Senator Henry Jackson was present, was the guest speaker at that time. So I mentioned that at the same time there were two liberation movements. At the same time. I mean, that was an interval of a few years, I mean, 15 years, an interval of 40, 15 years. The American Revolution in 1776 and the French Revolution in 1791. When was it? So they both proclaimed liberty, but there is a difference in the expression. the Americans, who were, you know, steeped, you know, because of the Puritans, so they were steeped in the biblical tradition, so they said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So the first thing that he mentioned, first of all, he mentioned the creator of the Shalom. You see, the declaration of independence. Man is endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights in which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The French revolutionaries were also idealists, maybe divided French revolutionaries. But they didn't mention Azali because most of them were atheists. They were not steeped in the biblical tradition as the Puritans were. So, and then they didn't mention life. Liberty, equality, and fraternity. Unfortunately, today, all the liberation movements do not put any emphasis upon the right to life. There is no such right to life. Why? In the name of freedom, you can kill and drink, do everything. Why? Because the revolutionaries today, including even certain reverends like Jesse Jackson, they are not steeped in the biblical tradition. So their liberation, their aspiration towards freedom, it coincides with the aspiration of the French revolutionaries, not the American. And we see one difference, you see. The American Revolution, the country something, it established the country in which there is security and equality. Even now, French Revolution, so the French Revolution took place in 1791, but in one decade, a few years after the revolution in 1794, I think, so Robespierre became the ruler of France. And then he introduced the Reign of Terror with the guillotine, and he sent to the guillotine, not at the moment, no, at the moment he didn't send to the guillotine. Who did he send to the guillotine? Darkin's cowards. And the same thing happened in Russia. The liberation movement in communist Russia conformed to the liberation movement in France. So whom did they kill mostly? Their own colleagues. Why? Because their liberation movement was not steeped in the biblical tradition. And he didn't mention God's name, that had nothing to do with freedom. You see, when President Reagan talks about freedom, so he says, it's their God-given right. But when Reverend Jesse Jackson talks about freedom, he never mentions God's name. Never. Some reverend is. It could be a wonderful reformer by Jesse Jackson. So, don't mention God's name. So, they don't recognize the right to life. Who has the right to life? Who has the right to life? The revolutionaries, the guerrillas in El Salvador, so they kidnapped the governor. Just like that. No one has the right to life. But one man, one vote, that's the basic right. Right to life, not. But political equality, that yes. That's a conversion. It's a conversion of the concept of freedom. Unfortunately, today's world, I mean, all the media people in America, I mean, we all aspire towards the freedom of the French Revolution. Very seldom we see someone, you know, aspiring towards the freedom of the American nation. Life is not mentioned. Who mentions life among the freedoms? Political is love. Every guy is love. And we need to participate in barbarity, so also share the right to go. Without any exception. So this is what we know as it. So, as a reward, for self, for observing demolition cockades of Pesach. So if we observe absorb the message of Pesach, of Chayrus, of full freedom. So then we can aspire towards a victory over the ideology of Amalek, over the freedom concept of an Ahavati Machmir. And then, as a war for observing the Kokedish of Sukkot, we can aspire towards the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what does Beis HaMikdash symbolize? What concept? Mikdash means a house that is dedicated to Hekdash. What's the concept of Hekdash? The concept of Hekdash is expressed in the Pasuk L'Hashem Ro'ah Tzumeh, that everything belongs to the nation. As it mentioned in the others, Tehun Yishaloch, Sha'atov Yishaloch Shalayim. Tzedesh! Midosh is the place where a map of Kabbalah. What does Kabbalah mean? Hekdesh. Everything you know. And it's true. Valshem or Tzumega, everything belongs to God. But the beginning of Shalom turned over the earth to men. Hashemayim Shemayim Radishem, the Orach 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 Nosan Vinei Orach. But the Orgon is what? It's trustees. So the trustee is title, but that doesn't mean that the trustee can abuse his title over this trust estate. He has to fulfill certain obligations. He has to carry out the terms of trust. True. Everything belongs to God, but the Rebbeinu Sholem turned over the earth to men and the certain terms. And we have to comply with the terms of the Tehun Yishaloi, Sha'atov Yishaloch. Shalom. That's the concept behind Bina Beis HaMikdash. And what does the holiday of Sukkot symbolize? Sukkot, the Jew is required to live, to give up for 7 days in a Torah, the comfortable home, and to dwell in booths which is not protected against rain, against storm, against the elements of nature, in order to impress upon our minds, upon our hearts, that we are not real residents, real Israel. In other words, that we are there. Kol Israel b'Yisrael, the Torah says, Yeshiv Basukis. Let every Israel, those Jews who think they are Israel, they are well established, they have security. And it's the day Sukkot, and you know, mentioned when everything was founded on the cultural factors. So that was the time when men could feel secure, when we gathered, you know, the crack of the wood, the crack of wine, and the crack of grain in this house. We felt secure for the whole year. Let them go out in the country and let them realize that this residency on earth is more or less an illusion. Every final analysis, everyone's an alien is a gay, that Ezra says in Spiro Shantini. The here is divided from the term gar gear, a seed. A seed. If you throw a seed underground, sometimes it happens that seed will sprout forth a tree. But many seeds are just get lost in the midst of the elements of nature. So many things. It might sprout forth, it might bear fruit, but without divine guidance and divine assistance, we cannot establish in these hospitals any residence. That's the motive of Parasutis. Kalima Vishini Kakini. So, as a reward for understanding of absorbing the message of Parasutis, that we are all daring, and only with the help of God we can establish in Nadikim of Estafius of residency on earth, of establishing roots on earth. So, we can inspire for the building of the Bisamidosh, because the Bisamidosh is dedicated to the idea of the Hashem Oroth and Oroth, and Hashemayim Shemayim Oroth Hashem Oroth Nassam Oroth, but as a trust, to do certain things. Then, in Shnei Shal Moshiach, we will draw for absorbing the message of the Achter Mochem Bayim Orishim. Bayim Orishim. I want to mention Ashkot here. The Sukkos, on one hand, the motive of Sukkos is a universalistic motive. In other words, that all men are gayers. All men. On the other hand, the motive of the Dalit meaning of the Tachkan and Marishim is to be Sameach with, as the Rambam in the Rebuchim explains it, to be Sameach with our home, with our land, the Prim Sodom that we have. In other words, while the Jew has to realize that he is not an Ezrach, but at the same time, the Jew has to aspire towards a madikum of Ezrach Yisroel. He has to have his own home. He cannot be, a ger in the lands of other countries who are hostile to the Jewish people. He has to have his own land in his own state. So, that's the idea of Moshiach, of Tulas Yisroel. So, as a reward for absorbing the message of the Kachna of the Yimolishim, so we can aspire towards the idea of Gule, of Shmi, of Gulas Yisroel, of Shmi Shemashim. Right. Now, the Rashi. Rabbi Moshe Shizarev in Pesach, with Rabbi Chadu, Kofiot, Shemiko, Shem Zohar, Shem Shom, Shem. Why is it called Bina Abayim? So the Meser, in the Mishnayos. So explains it, Meser, Abayim, that it means between sunsets. In a certain sense, at noon, there is also a sunset. Not the same sunset that we have when the evening starts. That's the time when the sun sets below the horizon. But at noon, the sun tends to set towards west. Until noon, the sun is visible in the east, in the eastern direction. And then afternoon, it's visible in the western direction. So the sun starts setting from the eastern direction to the western direction. What is called the eastern direction, the western direction. Every person is the center of the earth. Of the center of his head. So it goes outside. Right after 12, after 1 day, because they are sitting So we see that the sun is just a little west of the center of his head. So that's holding our body. So the Sishaba coming to Shkitas Pesha, Zmanu Mitrila Sheva, Shubin Abai, Shekwamite Hamari Sashkir. So you that I say, you can not become Pesach at 12, standard time. 12, not 12, 30. Yochan Dinan Fiyin Komal Elam Nimeh, Sri Sid Avon, Nikhilish Chere Keisle, Zahayne, Nechatsi Yisraeli. Nechatsi Yisraeli, Chore Yisraeli Sid Avon, Nishimi, Morake, Sri Sid Yitzchak, Sid Avon, Nisaki Shachis, and Yitzchak, was Misaki Minchen. Here, we're talking about Minchen. The Zman of Shachis is not after noon. Kashi and Gimor were not such a Hasidim and Min Beli. They were happy to daven Shachis. That's good. After Chatzelis. So that's a Kashi. Why do you say Shreis in Avrom? You should say Shreis in Yitzchak. The Meshra Kis, the Hayim and Chatzelis Leire. Yamina Minei, Ishkita Satomi, Yitzchila Shem. Ashlon Hosom, Masisi, Tommy, Mishab, Shay, Shoy, Sato. Why is 12 30? So, you could offer the Baron Tommy the 12. Shanwon, Shana, Jason, Sammy, Josh, Abne, Hobby, Kathleen, the Lunish Tach, the Achishina. Because with the Rabbonon, so they had to be marked the Baron Tommy at 12 30. Not at 12. Why? Because his mana buys, so it wasn't so customary for everyone to have a watch, you know. You look at the watch and see the exact time. So mainly they had to determine the time on the basis of the suit that was formed on the wall of the Mishamikdash. And on account of the fact that the Kingsway is in the door, were very wide, so they didn't see any suit formed from the rays of the sun until half an hour afternoon. So because of that, the Chachamim and Mishakim, Tommy told him Abayim should not be Mishkav before 12:30. I think I'm not talking to Alzi, can I not say that Tommy told him Abayim at 12? Because that's what we do now by. Now, since Phyllis can make it a community clinic, Phyllis can make it a community clinic, so may lay just to become Tommy in the Rabbonim, had to be Mishkav. We cannot have them before 12:30 either. And today that we have done the time, so it's 1:30. Approximately. Kashom asis in tom yisrael kishayis in achto in chanel on chanel kishayis in yosh mechadne roch in tachter mei lo nishtach reidot yon tzien blackness on the walls and soot on the walls. The suit results from the rays of the sun. So, Achishina. So, Bobola Noche, the Sishaka coming from Zikri, the Sishaka Pesach that I'm from it, Kayo. So that means, and when can we start checking the Pesach? At 12 o'clock, we can I say, at 12 o'clock we can start checking the Pesach. So, that means, that the chometz is already also to be possessed. Because that's why the Torah says, if you didn't get rid of the chometz, that you're not allowed to possess, so then you cannot check the confessor. Then you call chad tishochi. Maybe the pshat is, the moment he decides to check the confessor, so then he's not allowed to have any chometz in his possession. But if he decides to share the Kompesa at 5 p.m., so So then he can possess chametz and feel like that. Every person, until the moment he is matching his chametz pesach. The Gemara says, no. Zman shchita marachim. And when is man shchita marachim? I say, at 12 o'clock. So maybe, so that's the time when chametz is chosha chametz. ואם כל אחד אחד יבא יושב את הכוסים יעדים ואחרי שאני מלאב יתאי שם ממשיכתי כמרה אחרון לחוק את לא ישראל וזה זמן לי וזמן לי ומכל זמן ניסו לשאול בכל וכל יום זמן יחד חודה
Someone is. If the Rabbi Shmuel is guided,
sorgente, e uma dos cidades que se saiam da terra, e que tinha que nas mostras, e que nos apontem, em dos quatro mais gárgulas, e dez tinhas a ver em Israel, sabem, há dias que ele tinha nos de pertinho, sabem o que as navais é esse, só ele as abadia e ideia, e que o vinho nos dez, e isso pode ser de pertinho, vamos ter, tu, se isso pode, ainda o olho vai no mote, so weiß ich nach Schmosche, sie sagt, und auch da, und die Zeit, und immer wie ich in die nach Schmosche, so als Haus erlebt. So ein bisschen mehr kommt die Tätigkeit zu lernen, dass die Folge am Tätigkeit sind auch, nach Südtag, das war aber nicht wenig, aber immer wie ich in die Schmosche. Teisa says, in the Surah de Krokodos, the old man says, Ach, Hashem will come on, Ach, all our God. So according to Teisa says, he says, according to Rashi, so the mitzvah of Tad Pisu, the Kiyama mitzvah of Tad Pisu, is given an answer, the Krokodos, the Shofishis, not Lacha, Hatzis, because Lacha, Hatzis, when it's already is man in Surah, he will be following, everyone. So, it cannot be kind of this, because if he starts gathering the wood and making of the fire at 12 noon, so it will take him 5 minutes to burn the chametz. So the first 5 minutes after chatzis, he'll have chametz in his possession. So in order not to be able to avoid what is a piece of meat, even a misa of a piece of even for 1 minute, so he must do it before there's no Yisrael. But according to his says, the means of that Yisrael of Zerikam, that Yisrael of Zerikam, is that the Lach has no Yisrael. So the question arises, so many of you, so the Zerikam of that Yisrael, the first 2 minutes after 12, if he starts, you know, making the fire and collecting the chomets, you know, 12 minutes, so it'll take him 10 minutes, 15 minutes, until he has the fire ready and he has the chomets accumulated. Maybe it will take him an hour. So you'll be even in that hour for processing chomets. The answer is, he's not even in this hour. If he, at 12 noon, it's Manu Sure, he starts working. So then he's not even there. He's not even in this hour. So in other words, so according to things which the Rashi's Kashi doesn't even begin. Rashi says, Rashi's Kashi is why we have to resort to Ach. Even without Ach, we could say that Tashbisu, that Tashbisu is in the 14th, not the 15th, because it's on the 15th. So the initial portion of the 15th will possess comments. The answer is no, so the Eber, you will not be Eber if he starts working immediately as well. Will not be Eber. First of all, all of those things will be to protect therapies and even the Israel of that history. So that time that he was busy with the Biochomet, so it's not there. So that's why we have to resort to the extra Hebrew of Ach. But according to Rashi, this is from Rashi. According to Rashi, if it's a person, so then it implies that not 1 minute of the 15 should have Chomets in his possession. Because if the first moment of the 15th, he has come to his possession, so he's already there. And he's at the Bissum, Balmoy, and so on. So without that, we could learn now that he is, that Tashbisu has to be sabe qual que é? I was a little bit. She does some sailing once in the day, not 1 minute of the 15 should you have hummets in your possession. And if you start swimming the hummets at the beginning of the 15, so a few moments at least, you'll have it in your possession. You are only in the day, so it takes some time to collect the hummets and, you know, and to make the fire, to burn it. It cannot be done, you know, in the infinitesimal of a second. So the answer is no. Without that, I would say that the gym of mission is left as the 15. But what 15? Not the 15 that is at home of the 15, but at sunset. So you have to be kind of mitzvah for the Israel in the interval between Shkia and Zekhov. So then, by the time it's a coming, so all the homeless is mishpos comes possession. She is. So what does he accomplish? Because that is the belief of the driver. So Moresha, if it is something, if it is not Shmai Zayu, that it's part of the parcel of the outgoing day, it's late. So then, so again we say that as we say in the form. Instead of 12 o'clock, so it's on a different Shmari is dying that the interval between Shri and Saint Hodin belongs to the incoming day, that is Salo. So then the question arises, so you will say that in the initial portion of the day of the 15th, and she was only saying what's in the text. So we have to say, now I mentioned it many times, in this young man, it's a bit for cheating human, that violence, feelings, the subject of the Mashmoshes is not a regular subject. The regular subject is the subject of the song we do, let's say Tumto. I mentioned Tumto, not Andreas, because Andreas might not be a regular subject either. So, Tumto means that we don't know whether a certain person is a male or a female. So, Tumto should be cutting into Zahar, Tumto should be cutting into Kirko. Today, we perform such things of things, our forms of lives. When it's covered, we cannot see whether he has a male organs or female organs. So, we perform an operation. So then, somebody is when the operation is performed turn out in the years, and someday these operations are performed turn out in humorous. So this is something of the song we hear. Machine came, and Moshe says, not that I'm in the house, whether I believe it's game or inside. Even the old could not be in the direction. That's what the Mishnah says to people that in the direction. That is a of because the Mashmoshes interval partakes of two antithetical phenomena. What is it? For is the interval between Shkia sunset and Tzitzakov. So after sunset, so there is no real reality. Try to read the newspaper and the emphasis. But things still see certain things. Newspaper not, because letters are very small. But big letters, you probably could read. You see big things, you could see everything. Until it becomes completely dead, it is a problem. So, in a small interval, it's here the creature E estamos em Diego. A Vitória Seus, da Vicola, de Quim, e a Leite, de La Rixa, com a Laia. Só vai lá e descansa que Deus vai em pé de estar. E nem descansa que Deus vai em pé de estar. O que lá? Bota a mão. A Laia de Rixa, só vai lá. Diz, ei, oi, só. Só em volta. E tá pensando na manhã dele. Porque eu estou, someday lá. And the horizon, and say, but, and...